Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before I do the baseball, you do have all this Knicks stuff as they're getting turned down by everybody. So ESPN. I mean,
listen, it's so stupid. Everybody hates us as fans. They hate our fan base. They hate us. And what NBA team really wants to help the Knicks?
Apparently nobody.
Zero.
And this has nothing to really do with the Knicks because these are successful franchises with good head coaches. So whether it's the Knicks or the Pelicans or whoever, they're not going to just give up their good head coach. And the fact that their plan was to fire Tibbs and then just ask other teams to give up their good head coach might be the dumbest thing they've ever done.
And you have no assets. You have no assets to do that with.
Yeah, correct. Traded them all for Mikal Bridges, who made two defensive plays.
Man,
I feel
like we are in such a weird spot. That's why, I mean, it's got to be like one of the guys that are on the street, like Mike Malone. It's got to be somebody like that now.
I'm going to say something. What if they bring Tibbs back? What if they say, I'm sorry?
You said that the other day. They're not doing that.
I think every day that goes by.
What if they say, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. We made a mistake.
What planet are you living on?
The Knicks planet. I mean, the Knicks planet, well, anything's possible, right, man.
The same planet that they thought the Mavericks were going to say, sure, you can have Jason Kidd.
Exactly.
Or the Rockets would say, sure, you can have Ime Udoka.
I mean, I think it's more plausible that they say, hey, it was a rash decision, come on back, Tom, as opposed to one of those teams giving up their good head coach for nothing. I mean, this is crazy. It's probably going to be Johnny Bryant is what it's going to have to be.
Yeah, maybe.
I did see Frank Isola post in the New York Times, Tibbs took out an ad today, thanking New York, dream job.
Why? Nobody reads that crap.
Well, maybe that's why he posted it.
He took it out
to make
post.
Sure everybody saw it.
And he also said at the bottom, I would welcome another opportunity to be the head coach of the Knicks if you guys can't find anybody.
He did not say that. He did not say that. Tonight in Indiana, Game 3, NBA Finals, Pacers hosting the Thunder. All right, we'll get to that baseball that you're talking about. We'll start in Kansas City. And it started early with the Yankees beating up on the Royals.
Here's Nick. The next offering by Cameron. Infield straight up, outfield straight away and deep. Pitch swung on high. Fly ball deep left field. Forget about it. My goodness, did he hit that. Oh, almost up the Hall of Fame. My goodness. Home run Aaron Judge. 2-0 Yankees here in the first.
Yep, and that was Dave Sims with the call. Hero
hey
on the fan. It was a long home run, so much so it even had Susan taken aback.
469 feet.
Every bit.
Holy. No.
Stop. She didn't do that.
Come on.
What's that?
She did not say holy bleep.
She said moly.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, she said holy moly.
But you never know these days.
I mean, that almost went out of the stadium.
Yeah. But I thought it did at first.
They say 469. Obviously, it's trajectory and speed and everything else.
Well, I heard you say you don't know. Are there chips in the balls? There have to be with the way they get the information instantly.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't think there's chips in the balls.
No chips.
No chips in the balls.
No, they have
so
the technology.
It's all like the track man with the golf where they have it behind.
Kind of thing, yeah.
Interesting.
I would think that's the don't know. That seems like a plausible explanation.
Here was Austin Wells. The judge singled, homered, drove in three. Wells doubled, homered, drove in five. But when thinking of that judge home run, just holy crap.
Not a lot of words. That's one of the first balls I've ever seen hit today. So that was really cool. And what a way to start that game off.
It was amazing. That was on Yes. So if you watch that replay, not this one, the last one they showed, there's a guy in sunglasses and a white t-shirt who probably paid a fortune to sit behind home plate.
Who's looking at his phone?
Who's looking the other way? Oh. And never even saw the ball hit. That's, Here was Judge himself. Yeah, all right, I homered. It was a long one, but Wells is the one that was really locked in.
What a great game for Wellsy. That three-run homer, what an at-bat. You know, just kind of battling off some tough pitches, heaters up, some good off-speed pitches, and then, you know, to hit a changeup out like that and give us a nice 5-1 lead there, kind of, I feel like, helped everybody settle in, helped Max settle in a little bit, and helped us get that victory.
And Max, of course, is Max Fried, who threw 7 innings for the win. He improves to a nice 9-1 on the season.
Gary, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to ask you a question because I thought this was a good question and Ben Boomer swatted it away.
Okay.
Or a good statement. I don't think that the Aaron Judge, what's going on now, mm-hmm. is being appreciated outside of New York because of a couple of reasons. One, baseball's not as popular as it was. Two, that whole steroid era thing kind of desensitized us to stuff like this. And also, three, he's a guy who has struggled in the postseason. So when people...
He dropped the ball.
You know, when people want to knock him, they'll bring that up. It just... You've recognized it. You've said it a million times. What we're watching is historic. But I just feel like outside of here, it's not impactful.
Yes. I think because people outside of the city don't care about the Mets and the Yankees.
Yeah.
And if it's not your team, baseball's so regional, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Which is
not to us, but...
What about Shohei Ohtani?
I think that's a little different only because, in my opinion, because of the expectations coming over from Japan and he's lived up to them.
He's an international player.
Exactly.
Yes.
So there's a little... But I do think what we're watching is something we may never see again.
By the way, I didn't poo-poo it. I'm just saying, To me, it's because I turned the TV on last night. There he is. He's up and he hits this thing almost out of the stadium. Mike, this is incredible.
I mean, it's June 11th. He's batting somewhere. I don't know the number.
396 or something.
Yeah, he's in the 390s. And, I mean, he's driving in runs. He's scoring runs. It's not just home runs. He's been awesome.
Does the average baseball fan that, goes to these games, not like the baseball geek, the Evan Roberts of Kansas City, but if you had gone up to any fan and bought a ticket to that game, I was like, you know, is Aaron Judge, how far away from 400 is Aaron Judge hitting right now? Do you think any of them would be like, he's 396?
Maybe.
He's having a historic season.
I think it's possible. I think the bigger question to be able to answer that is, what are tickets on the secondary market going for in these cities when the Yankees come in?
True.
And what does the overall attendance look like when the Yankees come in? Now, there's New Yorkers all over the place, so any New Yorker will be, you know, that's living in Kansas City or transplanted to Kansas City is going to these games.
Oh, sure. Do you get a lot of that, New York to Kansas City transplants?
I'm sure there are, believe me, New Yorkers are transplanted everywhere.
I understand, but I always thought it was more like South Carolina, North Carolina.
I was
going
to say, mostly North Carolina and Florida.
Florida,
where we live sucks, really. I mean, you can sit behind the dugout for $100 tonight. I mean, come on.
Well...
$100.
That's why you fly to Kansas City. Have a nice couple days
behind the Yankee dugout. $91. You can sit right behind the dugout. And I'm not saying it's front row, but it's lower level behind the dugout. Yes.
And by the way, Kansas City is a very nice city.
How about this one? Right behind home plate, 151.
Jesus.
Row N. So what is that? 17 rows up, right behind home plate. You'd take that seat at Yankee Stadium. Mm. There's four numbers, not three.
Yeah, and it's worth it because they're legend seats and it's wonderful. But yes, it's a different world.
It is. Yeah, it is. No doubt.
They have espresso martinis down there.
They got everything you need, man. Whatever you want. They were delicious, by the way. A little sprinkle of cinnamon on top of it as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average.
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.